पूर्णमानुषम् सत्तम विधातुम् निजभित्तभासितम् भक्तिम् च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यति अद्भुत रूपम् उद्भवन् स्तंभे सभायं न मृगं न मानुषम् सत्तम् विधातुम् निजभित्तभासितम् व्यक्तिम् च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यति अद्भुत रूपम् उद्वहन् स्तंभे सभायं न मृगं च न मानुषम् Ladies, सत्यम ट्रू विधातुम टू प्रूव निजभृत्तभासितम द वर्ड्स ऑफ हिज ओन सर्वेंट प्रह्लाद महाराज हु हैड सेड दैट हिज लॉर्ड इज प्रेजेंट एवरीवेयर व्याप्तिम द परवेशन च and bhuteshu among the living entities and elements akhileshu all cha also atmanaha of himself adrishatya vasin ati very adhuta wonderful रूपम फॉर्म उद्वहन टेकिंग स्तंभे इन द पिलर सभायम विद इन द असेंबली ना नट मृगम एन एनिमल ना नर मानुषम ए ह्यूमन बींग Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. To prove that the statement of His servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in His wonderful form in the assembly hall. Please repeat. To prove that the statement of His servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial. In other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in His wonderful form in the assembly hall. Purport. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Where is your Lord? Is He present in this pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, "Yes, my Lord is present everywhere." Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion and half man, so that Hiranyakashipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord proved that His devotee, as declared in Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kanteha prati janihi name bhakta pranasati. Prahlad Maharaj's demoniac father had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad, but Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged His devotee, saying in effect, "Don't worry, I am present here." By manifesting His form as Nrisimhadev, the Lord also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed by any animal or any man. The Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully man or a lion. Mukam Kurati Bachalam Pangul Langhaita Giring Jatkripata Mahambande Sri Gurudina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Isharam. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the protection of the devotee by the Lord is very much emphasized, and especially in this verse. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that He keeps the words of His devotees. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told Arjuna to declare Name Bhakta Pranasati, that my devotees will not be vanquished. And Brahma also gave blessings to Hiranyakashipu, because Hiranyakashipu wanted to be immortal. Brahma said, "I am not immortal, how can I give you the boon of immortality?" But demoniac nature always has the tendency to cheat others, so he wanted to cheat Brahma. He said, "Even if Brahma doesn't want to give me the immortality, I'll take the boon of immortality in a different way." And they think they are very intelligent and clever. So he did that, and one of the boon was that he will not be killed by a man or by an animal. So to fulfill the boon of Brahma, Lord had to appear in that way. So sometimes when the demigods give boon, that boon puts the Lord also in difficulty. So therefore, Krishna has to balance things so that everybody is happy and all the promises are fulfilled also. But the essence of the sloka is that the devotees are protected by the Lord. So, to elaborate on this point is a very deep subject matter, because one of the symptoms of surrender to the Lord, as explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that avasya rakhibe Krishna, Krishna will definitely protect us. That is one of the symptoms of surrender. And bhakti means surrender, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Saranga saranagati hoibe jahar, tahar parthana sune Sri Nanda Kumar. When we develop the six symptoms of surrender, then Krishna listens to our prayer. So therefore, Krishna will protect us. This is a very deep subject matter, and this is one of the very important aspects of surrender. So we have to understand what is the meaning of protection. Very, very important to understand. We may say protection means protection of the physical body. We may say the protection of the mind, the subtle body. Some may say protection of the soul. So what is the meaning of protection given by the Lord? So, sometimes Krishna protects the physical body also, sometimes He does not. Then people get bewildered. Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to death. Krishna didn't protect him. He was bitten by the snake bird and he was dead. Abhimanyu, although he was protected in the womb, but he was not protected in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was killed. So then people get confused, what is the meaning of protection? But when we enter into the subject matter deeply, then that confusion goes away. So surrender and protection by the Lord means that Krishna takes control or takes charge of the devotee. And it is the free will of the Lord what Lord will do to that devotee. That should be our mentality as a devotee. Because Krishna knows what is good for us. We don't know what is good for us. And different devotees need different kinds of treatment from the Lord. We are conditioned souls and we have different degrees of problem. And depending on the nature of the problem, Krishna provides the treatment. So just like when we talk about the danger in devotee's life, we always talk about the Pandavas. And we talk about the prayers of Queen Kunti. Kunti Devi is praying that those calamities, whatever happened to her life, should come again and again. It's ultimate prayer. And Prabhupada was so fond of Kunti Devi's prayer, he gave lot of lecture on this. Because it's the ultimate level of surrender. I don't know how many of us go to the Lord and tell the Lord, my dear Lord, whatever calamities happened in my life in the past should happen again in my life. I don't know how many do that. But Kunti Devi is praying. And calamity she went through. I was hearing a lecture today. So the calamities were really, we cannot think of. If one of those happen in our life, we'll go enter into depression. In Kali Yuga, people very easily go into depression. So what happened to Kunti Devi? Kunti Devi lost her husband. She became a widow. Then one son is killing another son. Karna was the eldest son and Arjuna killed him. The killing, the mothers feel unhappy when they fight with each other, but it's not ordinary fight. Kurukshetra fight is happening between the two sons of Kunti Devi. And nobody knows that, it is also secret, because Karna, although he was the son of Kunti Devi, nobody knew. Only she is keeping in her heart, and what kind of pain she is going through. So Arjuna killed Karna, and it's not there, so it's like a mother lost the child, wife lost the husband. Now she became grandmother, and what happened to her as a grandmother? She lost all the grandsons, because Abhimanyu was killed. He was the grandson of Kunti Devi. Then five sons of Draupadi also were killed. So she lost all the grandson. So what a life she went through. And she was about to be killed with all his sons by the Kauravas. She went to the forest, she lost the kingdom. So if you think that traumatic experience in life, I don't think is the ultimate example she went through. But what she is praying? That this kind of things happen again and again in her life. Why? She is praying like that. Because she did not feel that these kinds of incidents are dangerous to her life. What is dangerous? When Krishna will not be there in her life. Because when everything got settled, her son became the king, she was staying very happily in Hastinapur. Krishna says, goodbye, I am going now. I am not going to stay with you. I am going to now Dwarka. So then, in that mood, Kunti Devi is praying that what is the use of this kind of kingdom if you are not there? Because for a devotee, staying in the forest or staying in the palace doesn't matter. They only pray that Krishna is there with them. So Kunti Devi was saying that by getting a kingdom, the price is that Krishna has to go to Dwarka. So better than that, the calamities should come again, then Krishna will be with us. So the devotees, they only want Krishna in their life. That is the essence. And that is the symptom of surrender. And they are very confident also. Why they are confident? Because they have accepted that Krishna will protect us. I was hearing a story, modern story. So there was a flight, and the flight had some difficulty, turbulence. And the pilot made the announcement also. And flight is like this going on. So anytime, those who have the experience of flying, if that happens, people, only shelter is Lord Nrisimhadev. Nrisimha prayers. So, but other people, they become so much in anxiety. But one man was sitting, and next to him there was a small child, one small girl. And she was playing, then again sleeping, playing, very, everybody, all are in anxiety, but she was in a happy mood, no anxiety. Somehow or other, the flight landed. But that man was very curious that all of us in the flight were in so much anxiety, but you are in a very peaceful mind. Why? He said, why I love anxiety? Because my father was a pilot of the flight. So, that shows that when we can understand that Krishna is the pilot of our flight, of journey home back to Godhead, then we will not have any anxiety. So anxiety comes when we don't have that faith that Krishna is in control. So what is the root cause of our anxiety in our life? When we think somebody else is in control. Rather, we think we are in control. So that is the cause of anxiety. Anybody is going through anxiety in life, the root cause is that we think that we are the controller. As soon as we give the control of our life to Krishna, there is no question of anxiety. It is said, as soon as we surrender our life to a bona fide spiritual master, all the problems of our life are solved. But we believe that. So that is the symptom of surrender. And there is no question of our life, because we don't have anything in our life in this material world. Because as long as we have something to get from this material world, anxiety will be there. So, what is the cause of anxiety? Attachment. We are still attached. But those who are not attached, those who are at the platform of Brahma Bhuta, they are always in bliss. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, na sachiti na kangsati, samasarvisi bhutesu madbhakti lavate param. It is said that a person will be always in bliss. Prasanna Atma means blissful. And what is the condition for that? Na sachiti means no lamentation. Na kangsati, no hankering. Samasarvisi bhutesu, we are equal to everyone. In that state, we will be always happy. And that is the foundation. Just like flight needs to take off. So our journey, our flight to the spiritual world will take off, and that is the ground. Otherwise, flight will not take off. What is that found? What is the foundation? Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Then we can enter into the kingdom of bhakti. But as long as hankering and lamentation will be there, we may be doing some practice of devotional service, but it's not the qualification to enter into the kingdom of bhakti. It is said by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, hankering and lamentation has to disappear from our life. So how to do that? And that was also explained by Krishna. It can be very easily achieved in our life. Krishna has said, Brahma Bhaktanam Jagatapasang Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suvidhang Sarva Bhutanam Gattamang Santimichati. This is a peace formula. And the same is connected. Brahma Bhuta platform and this sloka is connected. So when we accept that only enjoyer is Krishna, Bhaktanam Jagatapasang. And why is the only enjoyer? Because he is the proprietor of everything. If he is a proprietor of everything, then what you are hankering for? You have nothing to hanker for. And if everything belongs to Krishna, then what we are lamenting for? So that is the foundational principle of our devotional life. But it is very difficult for us to practice in our life. That's why even we enter into devotional life, we are in anxiety. Some devotees ask, Prabhuji, what will happen in the future? If Krishna does, if ISKCON doesn't take care of us, we are talking about those who are staying inside the temple. And mainly the brahmacharis also sometimes. Prabhuji, what will happen if we become old, if temple doesn't look after? Grihasthas have more anxiety if temple doesn't take care. So always we have anxiety. So one devotee came to me a few months back. Prabhuji, what will happen? I said, what will happen to you? You are a brahmachari. So, maximum will happen, you are serving in one department. Then department say, we don't want you, you go to other department. The temple authority may say, we don't want to keep you, go to other temple. So, ISKCON is big. Popa said, somebody said, the Popa has built a house where the whole world can live. So, ISKCON is not limited by the boundaries, right? Books are the basis. So, ISKCON is wide. But somebody asked a question. We are having a conference with the youth leaders of India. So somebody asks a question, Prabhuji, if ISKCON is closed,
So what will happen to us? All are brahmacharis, all college graduates of India, you know, lot of college graduates are entering into spiritual life nowadays. And one of them asked that question. It's a very interesting question. He said, if all the temples of ISKCON are closed, what will happen to our life? So, then we answered that we have taken a life of Krishna consciousness. And the society Prabhupada has built is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It's a society of Krishna consciousness. So maybe we said ISKCON will not close in our life, looks like so many temples all over the world. Not that all 650 temples will be closed in our lifetime. ISKCON will continue. But hypothetically also, if Krishna, ISKCON is closed, still Krishna is there. Right? Krishna will be there, Krishna consciousness will be there. If you take shelter of Krishna, Krishna consciousness will continue. Right? So, society is important, but surrender to Krishna should go beyond the society also. That time I realized that we are depending on Prabhupada for surrender to Krishna, and society is the medium. But the level of surrender also should go beyond the society level also. Because that question is coming to people's mind. So therefore, we should be very, very careful that we should think and completely become convinced that Krishna is taking care of our life. Either through ISKCON society or through other mediums. But we have to be convinced that Krishna will take care. Whether ISKCON exists, does not exist. But Krishna exists eternally. And the spirit soul also exists eternally. So if that connection is not established, then we are not Krishna conscious. And when that connection is established, then we are always fearless. Haridas Thakur, because Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, same examples. So Haridas Thakur was going through difficulty. Because sometimes with the Pandavas in the past, Babuji, that's different yuga, different quality of life. We are in Kali Yuga. So give some recent examples. So recent examples, we come to for Mahaprabhu's pastime, Haridas Thakur. People still believe that Haridas Thakur existed. Mahaprabhu appeared. So the historians also believe that. So Haridas Thakur, the Qazi called him and told Haridas, you are chanting Hindu's name. So you will be in problem. But I'll take care of everything with one condition. Give up the holy name. If you give up the holy name, no problem. Everything will be forgiven. Then Haridas Thakur said, I cannot stay a moment without chanting the holy name. What can I do? I cannot give up chanting. Then Qazi said, if you don't give up chanting, then you will be killed. So I don't know that kind of experience how many of us have. If you chant, you'll be killed. We hear problems in families and other places, but we don't. This is an extreme example. The king of the place is telling, if you chant the holy name, you'll be killed. Then what was Haridas Thakur's response? Okay, no problem, no. He never said that. He said, Khanda khanda hai deho jai jodi pran. He said, even my body is cut into pieces. Each piece of my body will chant the holy name of the Lord. That was Haridas Thakur. And that's why when Mahaprabhu was exhibiting his Mahaprakash Leela in Srivasangan, and he called Haridas, Haridas, you remember when you were beaten up in the 22 marketplaces, that time I sent my Sudarshan Chakra to kill all these demons. But Sudarshan Chakra came back unsuccessful. And Mahaprabhu asked Sudarshan Chakra, why did you come back? He said, I followed your order. He said, I told you to kill all of them, but you came back. He said, you told that your devotees are greater than you. You are telling to kill them, but Haridas is telling to forgive them. So I followed Haridas' order, I came back. So Mahaprabhu said, what can I do now? My main weapon is gone. So what can I do? So I have to go personally. And put my back on your back and took all the beating. Do you believe, Haridas? Then Mahaprabhu took the chadar and showed the back, and there's a red mark at the back of Mahaprabhu. And by seeing that, Haridas Thakur fainted on the ground. So Mahaprabhu established that he personally took care of him. So generally that is the way Krishna takes care of his devotees. He does not allow his right-hand man or left-hand man to take care of his devotees. So you also feel, why Krishna has to do that personally? He could have sent somebody else. So Akbar asks Birbal, so my dear Birbal, your Lord says that he takes care of his devotees directly. Why is that? Why is the need? He has so many people to take care. Why he has to do it personally? So Birbal said, no problem, I will answer your question later on. One day, Birbal made an arrangement. So in the garden of Akbar, there was a pond, big pond. So in that big pond, there is a boat. And in that boat, there is a boatman. And there is, and in that boat also, the son of Akbar was there. So Birbal called Akbar, please come, please come. So he saw that Akbar came in into the garden, and he saw that this nice boatman. He said, what for you call me? No, just to show that what a nice boat ride your son is doing. So Akbar got upset that after some time Akbar saw that the son fell into the water. And when Akbar saw that, he ran and jumped into the water and rescued his son. But after rescuing his son, he realized that was not his son, it was a doll. He got more upset. He said, Birbal, what you are doing? You are making joke out of me or what? He said, no, I answered your question. So he said, this is the way you answer my question? He said, please give your purport, I cannot understand your question, answer. He said that your son fell into the water. There are so many guards, security guards, ministers, all assistants are there. Why you have to jump into the water? You should have told other people also to do that service. Why you personally? No, it's my son. How can I depend on other people to rescue my son? In the same way, Birbal said, the Lord has the same feeling. Because you have the same feeling for your son, you cannot trust other people to rescue or protect your son. In the same way, the Lord treats his devotees as his own son. The way you are treating your own son. But how much faith we have? That is the question. Krishna has no doubt. But we have doubts. So therefore, we have problem. Srivas was asked by Mahaprabhu. Srivas had a big family, Grihastha. And he was always in horrible mood, always chanting and dancing. So family members complain always, I think. So Mahaprabhu was jokingly asked, Srivas, you have such a big family, you should do something to take care of your family members. You have some duty as a Grihastha. Then he clapped three times, Srivas. Then Mahaprabhu said, please give your explanation of the clapping. So first clap means I'll fast one day, second clap second day, third clap third day, then I'll jump into the Ganges and drown into the Ganges water and give up my life. So Mahaprabhu said, Srivas, you are so dear to me. So there can be a day that goddess of fortune can be on the street for begging. That day may come also. But for you, Srivas, in your house, there will not be no scarcity. If ISKCON is filled up with those kind of devotees, then no problem, no economic problem in ISKCON. But somehow we don't have that kind of surrender. When I give this talk, people say Hari Bol, but it's easy to say Hari Bol, but to practice that philosophy is very difficult. Because he was completely dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And see the life of Draupadi also. So when people are in danger, Draupadi is one of the example. So Draupadi, we never talk about Draupadi's good time, no? She had five husband, wonderful son, we never talk about that much. As soon as Draupadi, Vastraharan. That is integral connection with Draupadi. Danger. Why you worship Draupadi? Because she surrendered her life during that moment. So Draupadi was about to be disrobed. So her elders were there, her husbands were there also to protect. But everybody failed. Everybody failed to protect her. Then she started crying out for the help of Krishna. My dear Krishna, Govinda, please help me. So Krishna was in Dwarka that time. So Rukmini Devi was also there next to Krishna. So Rukmini Devi said, my dear Lord, your devotee is in great danger. Please go and help her. So Krishna started joking with Rukmini, because he does that. Said, I am thinking how I will go so far, Dwarka to Hastinapur, long distance. How can I travel? Which vehicle? Whether I should go by flight or car or train, that time it's not like that. She is joking, he is joking. He said, my dear husband, you have a vehicle, it is called Garuda Express, no? Garuda Express. So no, Garuda is very slow. And if you all know, Garuda runs in the speed of the mind, very fast. He said, when Gajendra was in difficulty, I was riding on Garuda. And I was telling Garuda, go faster, but every vehicle has a speed limit. So Garuda was flying in the high speed, but still Krishna was not happy. He wanted Garuda to be faster. Garuda tried and he fainted, vehicle breakdown. So Garuda fainted and Krishna said, I had to carry Garuda on my shoulder. So how you say that I will go to her by Garuda? No. She was joking like that. Then after some time Krishna was not there. Then after some time Krishna came back. Then Rukmini asked him, how did you go there? Now, where did you go? So I went to Draupadi to rescue her. But she asked, you are asking me how you will go. He said, no, I was just passing time. Why? Because Draupadi was not completely surrendered. I was waiting for her full surrender. So when she completely surrendered herself and crying out for help, the tears of Draupadi was my vehicle to reach her immediately. So I declare today, the fastest medium for me to reach the devotee is the tears of desperate surrender of the devotees. So that's the way Krishna protects. He'll be all, if we cry out and we know that Krishna is the protector, Krishna is there. So that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. But we don't realize that. So see the level of Prahlad Maharaj. We know that pure devotees see Krishna everywhere. It's not a philosophical understanding. For us it's a philosophical understanding. Krishna is there in every atom. When Hiranyakashipu asks Prahlad, my dear Prahlad, your Lord is there in the pillar. Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, he is there in the pillar. He never gave philosophical understanding. He saw that Nrisimhadev is in the pillar. He saw that. So that is the difference between us, the practicing devotee, and the perfected devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. He saw Nrisimhadev in the pillar. Direct experience. We have philosophical understanding that Krishna is there. Definitely Krishna will protect. But Prahlad Maharaj saw Krishna everywhere. And he also saw Nrisimhadev in the pillar. That's why he said, yes, my Lord is also there in the pillar. So to establish the truth spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimhadev appeared from the pillar. So that is
the position of Krishna and how he protects his devotees directly. So, coming to the life of Srila Prabhupada also, Prabhupada's life, we saw pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we also explain the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. But that continues, the principle continues, provided we have the eyes to see that. Srila Prabhupada was on a journey by Jaladuta boat, two heart attacks. And generally, the way it was going, Srila Prabhupada was supposed to get a third attack. But Srila Prabhupada was in the hand of Krishna. And Krishna and Prabhupada is writing also. Not only Prabhupada was protected by Krishna personally, also he took the charge of Jaladuta personally to take him to the land of America. So that still exists. That is the surrender. When it was asked, Prabhupada, what is the secret of your success? He said that I simply had faith in the holy name. When he landed at the land of America, he did not have any followers. What to talk about followers? He did not know anybody there. He did not know whether to go left or right, forward or backward. No money, 40 rupees. Nothing here. But Srila Prabhupada was extremely confident that I will be successful. Why? He said, I have three things. I have Srimad Bhagavatam, I have the holy name, and I have the instruction of my spiritual master. Because I have these three wealth, so I was confident that I will be successful. So he was completely protected by Krishna. And when he used to write on the visiting card, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, founder Acharya of ISKCON, having centers all over the world. I think that time one or two centers. So people used to ask him, Prabhupada, you have only one, two centers, actually centers all over the world. Prabhupada said, centers are there, only time is separating from us. Prabhupada was very confident that that will happen. Why? How this confidence comes? Because he was completely surrendered at the lotus feet of his Guru, at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So when we are surrendered, Krishna guides us directly. So it doesn't mean that we will not go through hard time. Whether we are a devotee, whether we are not devotees, whether we are practicing devotee or pure devotee, as long as we are in this material world, troubles will come. We don't have to pray like Kunti Devi for trouble. Whether we pray or don't pray, trouble will come. But Kunti Devi is very intelligent, is praying for the turbulence to come. But whether we pray or don't pray, it will come. So what is the difference? How we handle this problem? That shows what kind of devotees are we. So generally I give this example, very nice example to understand. When the son is a child, the father comes with a dragon mask on his face. When son sees that, he becomes scared because he does not understand. He only sees the dragon mask. He becomes scared. But when the same son, the child, is grown up, then when the father comes with the dragon mask, he will not be scared. He will take out the dragon mask and embrace the father. Because he knows that behind the dragon mask is the beautiful face of his father. In the same way, when we are like a child in Krishna consciousness, when we see trouble in our life, it's like a dragon mask on the face of Krishna. We get scared. But when we are grown up in Krishna consciousness,
When troubles come, we don't become scared because we know that behind that problem is the beautiful face of Radha Shyam Sundar. That is the maturity in Krishna consciousness. So Parikshit Maharaj was in difficulty. He was cursed to be death in 7 days. But he was not scared. He said, he prayed to the Lord, "My dear Lord, you have appeared in my life." How you have appeared in my life? Dijosapa Rupam. You have appeared in the form of the curse of the Brahmana. So Parikshit Maharaj didn't see the curse. In that curse, Parikshit Maharaj saw the beautiful form of Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam explains, in the 12th canto, when Parikshit Maharaj was bitten by the snake bird, Takshasa, he could not realize that he was bitten. He was into the spiritual world. So when we take shelter completely of the Srimad Bhagavatam, of the holy name, the so-called problems of this material world will not touch our consciousness. The way Parikshit Maharaj was untouched by the snake bite, in the same way we will not be affected by the snakes or the problems of this material world. Ultimately, the snake of death will not make us scared. Rather, that death will come as Shyam Sundar. For the devotees, the death is not fearful. So they see Lord Shyam Sundar in the form of death, and we embrace that and go back to the spiritual world, the way Parikshit Maharaj went back to the spiritual world. And that is the secret of success of our life as a devotee. And when we become fearless, and what is the symptom of fearlessness? When we take complete shelter of the holy name, complete shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, when we are fearless, then we experience the spiritual world. And unless and until we become fearless, we cannot experience the nectar of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam give us confidence that if we take shelter of the holy name, we take shelter of God completely, then we become fearless and we experience the nectar of Krishna consciousness at every step of this life, and after this life we go back to the spiritual world to enter into the eternal pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanande. I am little over time, sorry for that. It's beyond 9. If you have any question, you should ask personally, otherwise a lot of vratas are going on now. Hare Krishna.